President Musharraf's party lost overwhelmingly to two moderate opposition parties, the Pakistan People's Party, or PPP, of assassinated leader Benazir Bhutto, and the Pakistan Muslim League N of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. And Islamist parties also fared badly in Pakistan's tribal areas along the Afghan border. Pakistani journalist Hussein Haqqani, who directs the Center for International Relations at Boston University, says it was clear even from the preliminary results that the Pakistani electorate had completely repudiated President Musharraf and his allies.
There is no doubt that General Musharraf's parties have lost the election with a very huge margin. The new prime minister will be from one of the two opposition parties, but that is not all. The two opposition parties can get together and start putting conditions on General Musharraf's rule.
The trouncing of President Musharraf's party in the general election also has major foreign policy implications. Since the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon in Washington, the United States has considered President Musharraf as its closest ally in the war on terrorism. But Bronwyn Maddox, chief foreign commentator with the Times of London and a specialist on Pakistan, says it's now obvious that U.S. and British foreign policy will need to be adjusted.
The United States and Britain need to step away from President Musharraf, which they'd already begun to do before these elections. But these elections say pretty clearly, to me anyway, that he is finished. His party has been almost entirely wiped out. The United States now needs to look very carefully at how it can help Pakistan, not just the single person who happens to be running the government. I think it has made a mistake in backing President Musharraf for so long.
A major area of concern to Washington is the degree to which the new government will be successful in fighting terror, especially in the tribal areas along the border with Afghanistan. Hussein Haqqani notes that the two major parties hold somewhat different positions on that. Both parties are against terrorism, he says, but Nawaz Sharif prefers a conciliatory approach with the Taliban, whereas the PPP is more willing to use force against them.
But I think that in the end, the Pakistani military and the two major political parties will have to work out how to deal with the terrorist menace. I think instead of looking at General Musharraf only through the prism of his cooperation with American intelligence and law enforcement in going after Al-Qaeda and terrorists, I think the United States needs to take a holistic look at Pakistan and understand that what it needs are longer-term allies in Pakistan, which essentially might be the democratic political parties, especially the PPP.
In fact, Mr. Haqqani says, Washington has little choice after the election except to reevaluate its support for General Musharraf, especially if the Pakistani military withdraws its support from him.
So I think there will be a lot of hard thinking in the United States, and there will certainly be a backing away from support of General Musharraf. I have been consistent in saying since 9/11 that General Musharraf is America's ally of convenience, that he's not a popular man, and that the people of Pakistan's concerns, be they the economy, law and order, they are as important in the war against terror as the decisions of generals and intelligence officers sitting in Washington and Islamabad.
Bronwyn Maddox underscored another positive outcome of the elections in Pakistan. The Islamist parties did as badly as the ruling party.
It was a surprise. Instead, what we've seen in the West, in the northwest frontier province, one of the most troubled provinces of Pakistan, is not so much religious rule, but support for Pashtun separatism. And these elections were a rebuff to that very fundamentalist, hardline view that we've seen coming in from the West. And I think that has to be good news.
Afghan journalist and historian Nabi Mizdak, formerly with the BBC, says it's time to examine why the very poor frontier area is so unsettled. He suggests Washington needs to develop a two-pronged policy that addresses both the needs of the government and of the local people.
The second thing is to try to win the hearts and minds in the area where there is a lot of unrest. So some investment is needed so that the people's mind can get changed, that America has really come to do something about unemployment, health, sanitation, and so on. And that will take some time.
Senator Joseph Biden, who heads the U.S. Senate Foreign Affairs Committee and was in Pakistan to monitor the election, urges Washington to triple non-military aid to Pakistan. He says it is time for Pakistani leaders to focus on the future, restore constitutional order, ensure a free media and an independent judiciary. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.